You're on Breakfast here on Radio Adelaide with myself, Tom Mann. Alicia Budd is an accomplished singer-songwriter. Having released her debut album, Constellations, in 2016, she's since spent time in the UK living and performing. And fortunately for us, she's back in Adelaide and joins us now to speak about her part in Umbrella Winter City Sounds, which will be performing this Friday at the Jade with Ellie Bell. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, so you're performing this Friday. So what should people expect from the show if they haven't seen you before?
Well, I sing, I guess it's, you could call it folk music. I like to tell stories. Ellie Bell is also a folk singer and she likes to tell stories. So it's going to be nice and a nice and relaxed evening. Yeah, just good time to chill out, and it's in a beautiful space as well.
So. And yeah, the Jade is a fantastic venue for chilling out and hearing some beautiful music. Yeah. Is this the first time you'll be performing with Ellie?
We did play a little set play a show together last year. Last minute, she came in and filled someone else's spot, and that's where I met her. We've just kind of become friends since then. But this is the first big show that we're playing together, so I'm really excited.
Now, we mentioned your album Constellations there in the intro, which came out in 2016, and it really feels like it's come from this sort of specific place of nature that sort of features in your songwriting. What was the process of putting that album together?
My good friend, like Lockie Bruce, does a lot of things for the Adelaide music scene, he was doing Cactus shows and he offered to record for me, and I was like, that would be amazing. So he played bass and he recorded the album, and my partner Wynn played the drums. So it took a while. It was very DIY, just took our time and didn't put a lot of money into it, just kind of... it was labour of love, and yeah.
Did that feel sort of natural with the album?
I was new to recording something, and especially recording with a band was very new to me, because it was trying to understand what the song sounded like fleshed out with other instrumentation. But I definitely learned a lot from the experience, and I'm very grateful that I got to do that.
Now, you performed recently at Flinders University for World Environmental Day. So is that something that's sort of important to you? Obviously, nature's a theme a little bit in your music, and you're performing at this event. Is environmentalism sort of something that sort of you feel strongly about?
I do. I mean, my ways of being involved in helping with these kinds of things is to be able to play music for it, and so I'm glad that I can step in and do that. I've got a lot of friends who are quite active in the environmental kind of scene, so whenever they need a musician to play, then I'm happy to come and join.
Now, you've brought your guitar in.
Yep.
And you're going to play a song for this morning. Can you tell us what you're going to play for us?
So this is called More Than I've Earned, and... I wrote it when I was coming out of kind of a dark time and starting to wake up to myself again, and just having a few little revelations.
So we'll take it away.
Okay.
Silly Bell Live in Radio Adelaide Studios.
Protest of existence.
Bud there with More Than I've Earned. Thank you for that. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
Now, as mentioned before, you spent last year, I believe, living in the UK, sort of living and performing.
Yes.
Yeah. So what sort of an impact did that have on your songwriting, sort of being in an entirely new scene?
Yeah, it was great, actually. We were living in Bristol for a while, which is a very artistically vibrant city. We moved there right at the beginning of the English winter after having travelled through Europe in the summertime. So I was definitely ready for some, like, solitude. So that tying in with, like, quite a kind of cold winter, I just kind of stayed indoors a lot and read a lot of books and wrote a lot of music, so it was a really enjoyable time for me.
Yeah, we only really get a taste of that winter here in Australia. You don't really understand that European sort of solitude, having to stay in and not wanting to leave the house at all, because it's just, you're just braving the elements.
Yeah, and I think the fact that the house was, you know, it's really warm over there. They know how to do heating, so you can actually get cozy. So, yeah, it was really nice.
But thankfully for us here, you're back. Now, what's in store for the rest of the year for you?
Well, hopefully some more gigs. I mean, I've been studying for a long time and I've just finished my degree. So the next 6 months, hopefully just some more, a lot more shows, and hopefully I can record another EP if I can get myself organized before the end of the year, that would be great.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And people can keep up to date with all the things you're doing. They can follow you on Facebook and on Instagram and all the usual platforms on Bandcamp.
Yep.
They can pick up a copy of the album that we were speaking about before.
Yeah. You can get that on Bandcamp or stream it on SoundCloud.
Fantastic. Well, Alicia, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Again, you can catch Alicia this Friday. She'll be performing as part of Umbrella Winter City Sounds at the Jade with Ellie Bell, who I believe is also releasing a single on the night.
Yes.
So it'll have an extra special element to that night.
Yeah, that'll be lovely.